good shot there from Tate.
A lot of people say girls love money, and that's not entirely true.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
I keep getting asked, people keep saying to me, Andrew, why have you launched a Forex trading academy when you already had the Bitcoin War Room trading academy? What's the difference? Well, the difference is obviously crypto and Forex. With the War Room trading academy, you can make a lot of money, but you need a deeper understanding of cryptocurrencies. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, look, I'm old school. I don't care about cryptocurrency. I want to keep my money in dollars. I'm very comfortable with my money where it is. I don't want to start buying Bitcoin, moving things around, et cetera, et cetera. I want to make money. Is there anything we can do? Yes, we can do the Forex. That's the entire point of it. We are making so much money in the Forex program. I'm going to give you something that I didn't give anyone for the Bitcoin program. I will allow you to try the product out. 10 days, unlimited access. You have a trial where you can sit and watch your money grow. It's that simple. What more do I have to say? Why do you have to listen to me? I'm on a roof in Dubai. I've been in Dubai for a month. After this, I'm going to Miami. Then I'm back to work. I'm all over the world, but that doesn't matter. The point is, I can prove to you you're going to make money with a trial. So all the rest of it's bullshit. Come along, see, try the Forex program. You don't need an understanding of cryptocurrency. If you understand what a dollar bill is, the Forex program is going to make you dollar bills. I'll see you inside.
Adjust my fucking mirrors though.
We'll see.
I'm down
if you are. Don't be a pussy.
Shake. Oil shake Aikido.
Man, you're even taller than I am. Big motherfucker.
I feel from down here. Y'all can run all you like. Not me. Hey, no need for that. Not in this heat. Hell no. I want a vest.
Yeah, give him two vests.
Two. You got like a super inflatable one that goes shh. Extra space.
The one that's stab proof, you can take it back to London.
You know? They don't listen, do they? Told him, black man don't do no water shit. Ah, fucking flies in my ear and shit. Well, rest in peace. This is full speed, yeah?
It's full speed.
I like this.
With all the power. Fuck the Corvette. Fucking hell.
It is a Corvette.
The M4 there. We got it on there for
tape first, no problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bought the McLaren. Everything was fine. One day I'm driving it. It says suspension control downgraded. Don't know what that means. So I ignored it. Next day, turn it on. It's fine again. Turn it on again. Fucking EBS system fault, mode change fault, all these faults start going off. None of it made sense. So I was like, all right, this car's got to go to McLaren. Bucharest has every supercar garage in the world except McLaren. And Romania have Europe-wide assist, so they'll collect your car from anywhere in Europe except Romania.
McLaren have Europe-wide assist.
McLaren will have Europe-wide assist. They'll collect your car from anywhere in Europe if it breaks down except Romania. So I spoke to Stuttgart, Germany, which is like three countries away. You got to go through Romania, through Hungary, through Austria, and then into like top of Germany is long. But they said they'd collect it from the Hungarian border. So I drove 9 hours to the border of Hungary from Romania. Went to this small town where obviously I had a girl to fuck because I got a girl to fuck every town in Romania. So I was like, fine, I'll just drop the car off, stay with her until the car comes back. When I got to the border of Romania-Hungary, I fucking forgot my passport like a dickhead. So I'm all the way there and I forgot my passport. So I call up the delivery truck guy and I said, bro, you need to come into Romania like 20 meters. There's a gas station either side of the border. I'm at the gas station on the side. There's a Hungarian guy goes, no, I don't like Romanians. I was like, what? You don't like Romanians? Bro, just 20 meters. I'm not Romanian. I'm American. No, fuck Romanians. And hung up with me. So I was like, what?
We could see the truck, by the way. We were in a gas station, and about half a kilometer away, we could see the other gas station with the
other
truck.
Side of the border.
We saw him.
So I start calling him. He's ignoring me. Eventually, I call McLaren back, and they're like, oh, yeah, you canceled. I was like, what? Your delivery truck one guy goes, no, the delivery truck guy called and said that you didn't want to put your car on the truck. Some fucking Hungarian guy. I've never had a guy this weird in my life. Complete bullshit. So that delayed me by a day. Went and slammed my ballerina. Came back the next day and they sent a German guy who wasn't a fucking retard. Picked the car up and took it. And then, to be fair to McLaren, they got it all the way to Stuttgart. Took a day. One day they repaired it and one day back. So for 2 days I chilled in this town, got my car back, didn't pay anything. And it's been fine ever since. They upgraded the software. Supposedly it was a software issue. But they're saying there's nothing actually wrong with the car. It's just the car sensors are saying there's things wrong with the car, wrong parameters, da 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 da. So yeah, warning lights are a thing with McLaren's. But in a straight line, that car is fucking crazy.
Even though it doesn't go in a straight line.
Yeah, even though it doesn't go. That's the thing with it though. It's like, it's 50-50. Sometimes you put your foot down, it's a rocket ship. Sometimes you put your foot down, you don't go anywhere. It's kind of luck. Do you grip or not? Who knows?
Dude, that could be the
roll the dice.
I am, man.
But you get used to it. When you drive a McLaren, you have to get used to it. But once you're used to it, you know you're kind of, you're comfortable.
I've been flexing on the broke boys, flexing on them, flexing on them. I've been flexing on the broke boys, flexing on them, flexing on them.
Ferrari, Lambo, or the Aston?
Bruv. Aston Martin's James Bond. Lamborghini's Lamborghini. So those two are up here. Ferrari?
I've never seen a Steven Seagal movie. So
fuck Ferrari.
Trying to make him watch all of them. About 14
trash.
Years and he quit. But there's the scenes, you know, he's
trash.
In the train, he's doing all this shit.
So today I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was out all last night drinking. Why did I wake up at 7? Because we rented some fucking super high-powered Dakar Rally-style buggies. I'm going to go driving through the desert. Because what else are you going to do? You're in fucking Dubai.
So Andrew, 5,000 dirhams if we roll them over. Bit of a fine. What's our bank balance? Good run, fold? Ready to go upside down?
Nope. Definitely not.
You're too big for this thing, man. I don't think they took into account people your size when they built it.
They did not.
tight. Happy birthday, Andrew. Hold tight.
Cheers, indeed.
Kilo. War room shelter. War room.